The gloomy omens from Lordstown Motors grow gloomier with the admission it could go out of business within a year. And Republican Ohio lawmakers were unable to pass a law forcing party affiliations onto ballots for Supreme Court candidates, so they're cramming the requirement into the state budget bill. It's the Wake Up Morning News Briefing from Cleveland.com and The Plain Dealer for Thursday, June the 10th. I'm the editor, Chris Quinn. Electric truck startup Lordstown Motors Corporation, hyped by then-President Donald Trump as a potential savior of thousands of Youngstown area manufacturing jobs, is now warning it might go out of business within the next year. The company, which already had been facing questions about its viability after spending more than $500 million, notified federal regulators on Tuesday that it does not have enough money to start commercial-scale production or sales of its Endurance pickup truck. These conditions raise substantial doubt regarding the company's ability to continue as a growing concern for another year, the company said in the filing. The company says it has enough money to continue its day-to-day operations and is on track to produce about 1,000 trucks by the end of the year, half of what the company's goal had been. Lordstown Motors has drawn lots of attention since 2019 when General Motors, under pressure from Trump, sold it a massive automotive assembly plant that had recently closed in the company's namesake city, costing thousands of jobs. A bevy of elected officials, including Trump and Governor Mike DeWine, praised Lordstown Motors for saving at least a portion of the jobs lost when GM closed its plant. Republican Ohio lawmakers could not get a bill passed to require Ohio ballots to list the partisan affiliation of candidates for the state Supreme Court, so they're trying to get the job done by cramming the requirement into the state budget bill. The proposal added to the state Senate version of the budget also would move Supreme Court and appeals court races higher on the ballot instead of near the bottom where they currently appear. Ohio has an unusual system in which Supreme Court candidates run in partisan primaries, but run as nonpartisan candidates in the general election. Republicans believe that Democrats are sneaking onto the Supreme Court with votes from people who do not know they are voting for Democrats. A top Republican lawmaker is seeking to remove the Franklin County prosecutor's exclusive authority to try Ohio public corruption cases just months after a Democrat was elected to the position for the first time in nearly 60 years. An amendment to a bill working its way through the legislature would allow lawmakers, candidates, and political groups accused of violating Ohio law to choose to be tried in their home counties rather than in Franklin County. House Majority Floor Leader Bill Seitz of Cincinnati, the author of the amendment, says he got the idea from Texas, where several years ago, then-Governor Rick Perry was prosecuted by the Travis County prosecutor over a controversial veto. Perry was cleared, and the Texas legislature then passed a measure to have ethics violations cases be tried in the officials' home counties instead of in Travis County, where the Texas state capitol is located. Normally, accused criminals are tried in the counties where the crimes occurred. Cuyahoga County Executive Armand Budish this week nominated a candidate to fill the long vacant position of Chief Information Officer, Andy Johnson, a vice president at the tech firm Diebold Nixdorf. In his current role and on previous jobs, Johnson worked on enterprise resource planning projects, which seek to streamline disparate computer software systems into one system and make operations more efficient. Cuyahoga County is in the middle of such a project, but it has dragged on years longer than expected at great taxpayer expense. What was originally a roughly $25 million project has ballooned to $36 million and counting, with millions more potentially needed for future phases of a project that was supposed to be up and running years ago. Much of the delay has been blamed on turnover in leadership within the IT department and elsewhere in Budish's administration. County Council, which reluctantly has agreed to pay for the increasing costs, likely will pepper Johnson with questions about the project during a confirmation hearing next week. Did you pay federal or state income tax on unemployment benefits last year? You're now likely entitled to get that money back. The IRS is working to identify who should get a federal refund and sending them the money. But Ohio makes getting the refund much more difficult. The burden is on Ohio taxpayers to file an amended tax return and other paperwork to get any money that they are owed, according to the Ohio Department of Taxation. The latest coronavirus stimulus package, passed on March 11th, waives federal income tax on up to $10,200 of unemployment benefits for any taxpayer, or up to $20,400 for joint filers. Thanks for listening to The Wake Up from Cleveland.com and The Plain Dealer.